at 7:30. More oldies on the way.
Enjoy dinner from £9.50 per person with a choice of a la carte menu at Victor Hotel, Best Western, Rochestown Avenue, Dunleary. Private parties are catered for with the same choice. Phone Dublin 853-555.
Are you paying too much tax? Do you know what you can claim? All the answers, plus special tax tips from international accountants Ernst & Whinney, are in the Business and Finance Guide to Taxation. Available now from all newsagents, the Business and Finance Guide to Taxation.
Something great in 88.
Millennium.
With the latest hits and the greatest memories. 88 FM.
Reaching back to the archives yet again, and this one 1965 for the Toys and the Lover's Concerto on Millennium 88. Greetings this Sunday afternoon to Lena McNamara in Albert College in Glasnevin. She's sick in bed at the moment. Get well soon from Auntie Terry in Drumcondra. For you, Lena, Dionne Warwick. Some trains, boats and planes.
boats and planes will bring you back, back home to me.
By that great songwriting team of Burt Bacharach and Hal David, Trains, Boats and Planes from Dionne Warwick on Millennium 88. And hello to all the boys in Room 12, Skullmwira in Merino. Couldn't be there now, could they? Greetings to you from Brian Holmes in Coolock. Sounds like an achievement to be Brian Holmes in Coolock. Anyway, greetings to you, Brian. Thanks for phoning us up here in Millennium. And you can do it as well at 724422. And the time is 3.5 minutes before 2. Here's one from the 80s. We'll be right back. Annie Lennox asking Dave Stewart who Siobhan was, no doubt. That's called Who's That Girl from the Arrhythmic, May 88 FM.
Thinking of holidays? Well, Corona Holidays can solve all your holiday needs at a price you can afford. Whatever the resort, for value and choice, you'll find it hard to equal Corona Holidays. Corona Holidays, 66 Middle Abbey Street, Dublin. Hey man, take a look at yourself. Isn't it time you got the new spring look and colourful casuals from McKenna Menswear? For service with style in Nutgrove, Dublin, Drogheda, Navan and Dundalk, it must be McKenna Menswear.
Marlfield Gardens.
I'm sure it's not in the least gardeny.
Detached, four-bedroomed homes.
Yes, I know it's top quality and convenient, but, oh, I don't know.
Marlfield Gardens, on view daily.
I know it sounds perfect, but it's the way a house feels that's important.
Marlfield Gardens, Cabinteely Way, built by Proven Developments. £59,950. Viewing daily from 2 to 5.
All right, how do you feel?
I feel at home, I suppose.
Marlfield Gardens. It's a very nice feeling.
It's 2 o'clock. And the headlines. The British Army has paid tribute to two soldiers murdered yesterday, saying they acted with restraint under the most hideous provocation. PD leader Des O'Malley has called for an urgent full-scale Anglo-Irish summit. Cardinal O'Fee says the frightening cycle of murder must be broken, and Israeli troops in the occupied areas have been given permission to shoot on sight. With the oldies and news in detail, by the way, at 2:30. This is from 1978.
You're the heart and soul.
Oh, one of my favorites from Odyssey and the Native New Yorker right here on Millennium 88. Back to the 60s with the Moves calling in the Fire Brigade.
Cast your mind back 10 years to the girl who was next to me in school. If I put my hand upon her leg, she'd hit me with a rule. Though tomorrow won't be long, we're gonna have to play it cool. You could fascinate by her, she could set the place on fire. Keep her running, get the fire brigade.
Racket with great fun from the Move there, Roy Wood and the Fire Brigade right here on Millennium 88. And hello to Bernard and Jennifer Jones in Blackrock. Hi to you from your daughter Rachel, and the message is happy wedding anniversary. And hello to Carol and Aidan Rankin in Leakslip, and it's thank you for last night from Maurice in Ballsbridge, and she wants to hear Viva La España. Well, I'm sure that features regularly on the MBBC. It's probably Maurice's bedroom broadcasting company. Meantime, here's a very nice one for Sunday afternoon from 88. Judy Collins, sending in the clowns. It's 9 minutes past two.
Thank you. Maybe next year.
Collins with the Stephen Sondheim song and Send in the Clowns, and a lovely day from Bill Withers, the poor guy, at 16 past two on Millennium 88. Hello to Rachel Watchhorn in Black Rock, from Dave, Dolores and Sue in County Mead, and hello to Peter Brady in St. Fintan's Terrace in Cabra. Happy birthday from wife Marie. Was it breakfast in bed this morning, Peter? And son Peter as well, and all the family in East Wall. Hi to you, Peter. And John Stout in Dunshaughlin in County Meath. Hello to you from Lisa and Emma, your daughters. And it's also greetings to June, who phoned us in with the request right here on Millennium. You can phone as well at 724422. Here we are in the GPO Arcade in Dublin on 724422. Give us a shout. This will take you back. Bobby Darin.
Every night I hope and pray a dream lover will come my way.
acting great in 88.
Millennium.
With the latest hits
and the greatest memories.
Of the same era. Bum, bum. Yes, Buddy Holly there on Millennium 88 and Rave On. In fact, three from a whole era of rock and roll there. You heard Little Eve and The Locomotion and Dream Lover by Bobby Darin. Okay, it's 24 minutes past two. Millennium with the oldest show. Declan Mean with you till 4 o'clock. And plans are afoot to make this the most extravagant oldie show on radio. So keep in tune with Millennium when we explain to you. You can win all sorts of prizes coming up in the next few months. Okay, but today we're doing your requests on 724422. And greetings to Louise Kenny and Agnes Cal. They're listening to us in Conseely Farms at the moment. Oh, don't work too hard. They're working today, goodness me. Louise and Agnes, hello to you. And they want anything by Fleetwood Mac. How about this one?
don't you know it? I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along, maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cragglin' Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cragglin' Rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no question. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
Going out to all the Neil Diamond fans in Mulhubbard this afternoon. Cracklin' Rosie. And more oldies on the way.
The British Army pays tribute to its murdered soldiers. Des O'Malley calls for an urgent Anglo-Irish summit, and an Israeli soldier has been shot dead. News on 88FM, I'm Joyce Jackson. Good afternoon. The British Army has paid tribute to the two soldiers killed at yesterday's IRA funeral in Belfast. In a statement this morning, it said the men had acted with restraint under the most hideous provocation. The men were named as Corporal Derek Wood and Corporal David Howes, both single men in their 20s serving with the Signal Corps. The Army has repeated its denial that Corporal Wood and Corporal Howes had any connection with the SAS. The RUC is still questioning three men about the deaths. Progressive Democrats leader Des O'Malley has called for a full-scale summit meeting between Mrs. Thatcher and the Taoiseach in the wake of what he called the horrific and despicable carnage in the north over the past week. In the past 6 weeks, he said, relations between the two countries have deteriorated further, and the vacuum left by a virtual political impasse is being filled with renewed ferocity by the men of violence. The necessity for a major summit meeting on the worsening northern crisis, Mr. O'Malley said, was also underlined by the virtual non-working of the Anglo-Irish agreement in recent months. Abroad, an Israeli soldier was shot dead in the occupied West Bank town of Bethlehem today, the first one to be killed since the Palestinian uprising began last December. He was shot twice in the head at close range while soldiers stood guard in the town on the main street from Jerusalem to Manger Square. Meanwhile, Israeli troops have been given permission to shoot on site, Palestinians throwing petrol bombs. A spokesman said shooting would be a last resort. The troops would continue to use tear gas and rubber bullets to control rioting. A second AIDS virus has been detected in Britain, and the person infected cannot be traced, according to the Department of Health. The new virus, called HIV-2, is so different from the original one that existing tests at blood transfusion centres might fail to detect it. HIV-2 is common in West Africa, where it presents a risk to businessmen and holidaymakers who have casual sex. Doctors at a London clinic for sexually transmitted diseases detected the virus, but because of the confidential way in which such tests are carried out, they cannot trace the person concerned. Dublin's weather. Rain is expected later this afternoon, but it should clear this evening and tonight will be mostly dry. Highest temperatures today of 12 Celsius, dropping to 4 Celsius overnight. Finally, on the 20th of March 1969, the Irish Times reported on the trial of 33-year-old Frank Hatton from Middlesbrough, who was charged with murdering Brenda Gibson. The two had met in a nightclub and went home together, and later that night, Mrs. Gibson, who suffered from ill health, was found dead. Hatton's defence produced a note in Mrs. Gibson's handwriting saying, "I want Frank to kill me." Apparently she wanted Mr. Hatton to hit her on the head with an axe, and he apparently preferred to use a necktie. According to police, Hatton had confessed, saying, "I done it, cause she asked me," which was very obliging of him. That's the news for now. More at 3:30.
Millennium 88 FM is brought to you with the help of Unpust and Dublin Bus.
Millennium 88 FM.
George McRae, who used to be a janitor in TK Records in Florida, and his wife was the big recording star, Gwen McRae. And the people there said, "We've got a great song here, Gwen, record it. I'm going to have a big hit with it, Rock Your Baby." And she says, "No, that's a load of rubbish. So, I'm not going to do it." "No." So, George came in and he says, "Well, I haven't sung before, but I'll do it." And there you are, a worldwide number one for George. And that was back in 1974. Hello to you, Millennium 88 FM. Declan Mean with the oldies this afternoon. And greetings to Anthony Carey and Finglas. Also Rita and Bill Rafter. And this one from Mary Carey. And also hello to Jean in Milltown on this one. Twice a hit for the Small Faces at Ichiku Park.
On the bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires. To Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?